Our next guest. Skubal,
who can do watercolors on the outside corner. Strike three, Tarek Skubal. Skubal right back at it. And he struck him out. Strike three. High fastball. Tears down Morel. 1-2 coming. See ya.
See ya.
Just like that.
3-2. He buried him.
On the line with us right now is the Cy Young Award winner for 2024, Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
Hello, Tarek.
All right. All right. Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. You know, I was going through one of my tirades yesterday on the air. I just want to know what you feel about this.
One of his many.
Yes. You're the best pitcher in the American League. You get the Cy Young Award. Don't you think they should give the awards out while you guys are still playing or right when the playoffs start instead of waiting in November?
Yeah, I don't really understand the timing of it. Obviously, there's probably some financial stuff or, you know, making money that way. Obviously, I don't understand the timing of it, but it feels like in other sports they give them out a little bit earlier than a month after the season ends.
Yeah, it should be a ceremony. You're still in uniform. Maybe you're pitching in the playoffs. Right. They bring you out to the field. The acknowledgement is there. I just because I was like, I looked at the schedule. You last pitched October 12th. And you got the Cy Young on November 20th. I mean, you might even forgot about last year by that time, a month later.
I'll be right, Kenny, because like in football, they give them out the Super Bowl, right?
And you're right. In basketball, they bring them out on the midcourt during the playoffs and give them the award. Well, anyway, congratulations to you, sir.
Yeah. What a way to celebrate a birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that was that was really cool. I mean, I don't know if you can script a better birthday than that.
Did you set it on fire?
No, I'm just kidding. My house is still standing. It was a little bit banged up. You know, we had to bring the mop and then vacuum and all that stuff. But it's still, you know, there's no holes in the walls. There's none of that. So I think we did good.
Now, you can tell the truth with us now. It's just us just five us and everybody who's sitting in the Metro Detroit area.
Yes.
There wasn't really a doubt you were going to win this, was it? You didn't have any doubt in your mind, did you?
You know, you get a little nervous, but I thought I deserved it, and I thought I earned it. You know, and that's not me being cocky or anything.
No.
If you just look at the numbers.
Matter of fact, your season was so good.
That's kind of what it is.
Your season was so good, you might earn next year's already, too. That's how good your season was.
Can you do that now?
carry over.
Can you bank some of those games? Yeah.
I'd love to run it back. That'd be fun.
How do you get the word? Does somebody call? Take us through your day. Like, it's your birthday. Everything's going on. What happened?
Go, Tarek.
Yeah. So, obviously, I got contacted that they were going to have a camera crew at my house. I think a couple days prior to the award show, and typically when you get contacted for the camera crew, they're not coming there to film the losers.
or publisher's clearinghouse, either one.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't really. And if they did bring the camera crew and someone else was voted, I mean that'd be one of the most messed up things. I can imagine.
Somebody's leaving your house right away, right?
Yeah. I went about my day like a normal day. You know, I went to the gym. My routine, went to the gym, got my work in, did all my stuff, and then just started preparing to have a little party because we had like probably 30 or so people, 40 people come over and celebrate and enjoy the night. You know, obviously it's the middle of a week, so it didn't run as late as it should have or could have, you know, not should have, but could have, which was probably good for all parties involved.
Exactly.
I know tonight will be a little bit different. I plan on going out and celebrating and then kind of seeing where the night takes me. But
yes.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that day was fun.
Right. You know, it was fun because we looked on TMZ. There was no report. So everything went well.
The first place we check. Yeah.
But this is why we're team.
Don't look tomorrow.
Hey, Terrence, now you've been known one of your most intense competitors and the whole season, very intense. You show it on the field or whatever. How long does it take you to decompress after a season? Or do you?
I like that question. Yeah, I mean, I love playing and I'm passionate about the sport. You know, I'm very bought in on trying to win. And, you know, when I get the ball, it's not every day I get to play. So I take a lot of pride on the days I get to play. And, I'm passionate, you know. But right when the game ends and probably an hour and a half after the game, 2 hours, I'm decently calmed down. You know, I like to go home and be the same dad that I, you know, the same dad, husband, all that kind of stuff. I don't really like taking the baggage from the field home just because it's a tough game and it'll eat you up. And, you know, I'm not going to take anything out on my wife that, you know, I did that day on the mound. You know, it's like, what, she doesn't deserve to have attitude or anything like that.
Was the cat fair game?
I don't have cats. I don't really like cats.
There you go. There you go. Another
I'm
plus.
I'm a dog person.
There you go.
Can you describe?
But,
sorry.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, in an off season, you know, I took a day and then, you know, I kind of just want to get back to work. You know, I don't think I'm very unsatisfied with last season, just the way, you know, there's only one happy team at the end of the year, and that's the team I want to be a part of, and that's the team that's winning a World Series. So, you know, I'm going to get back to work and, you know, get my body in shape to have another healthy season.
Good.
Can you share with us what it's like from a player's perspective, from where the team was in early August to where you ended up, I think, winning, 31 out of 44 games or something like that? What that emotional roller coaster is like, especially with you as being the kind of intense, you know, player that you are?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was special. You know, it made me stop focusing on, you know, my numbers and what I wanted to, you know, selfishly accomplish after a deadline. You know, I think sometimes it happens where, you know, you become sellers at a deadline and the game can get kind of selfish, you know, and it's not the way I like to play, just because it becomes a little bit more about the business and, you know, just all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So that playoff run was really fun because then I was just so bought in on our team and us winning every single game, even the games I wasn't playing. It's like, how can I figure out how to help somebody do something or, you know, to help our team win? You know,
right,
it was fun. I got to be a cheerleader, and I think that's pretty special too. And,
and in your career, have you ever experienced that kind of camaraderie? I mean, everybody pulling not only the same way, but as you say, for each other. It was just a phenomenon to observe as a fan. You know, it was just incredible. So have you ever experienced that before with any other team or in any other, you know, at any other age, Tarek, put it that way?
No, and not in the big leagues. You know, I've always, you know, I mean, in college, right? In college, it's a little bit different because every game matters a little bit more because you're only playing 50 games instead of 162.
Right,
but
right. Mm-hmm.
That would probably be the last time I've had that real good experience where everyone is, you know, genuinely trying to pull for each other and very selfless group. You know, I felt like everyone was playing every single day, especially from our position players with all the pinch hitting we did and kind of how we did the mix and match pitching matchups. I felt like everyone was playing every single day and they were all playing well. And if you got pinch hit for or taken out of a situation or whatever, like, you know, it probably stings a little bit, right? Like, you don't want to be taken out of the game. You want to try to make an impact in this game. And
sure.
But it was like a genuine, like, hey, dude, you got it. Like, I did what I had. I gave it everything I had, and now it's your turn, you know. And it was really special. And that's a credit to the guys we have in the clubhouse. And obviously, you know, it starts with our leader and AJ. But it was a ton of fun to be a part of this year.
Tarek, four other young men in your family, three brothers, a stepbrother. Any of them have pitching aspirations? If they do, they got one heck of an instructor.
Yeah, it's actually funny. You know, we kind of grew up more in a basketball house than a baseball house. So my first love was always basketball. And, you know, I always wanted to play college basketball. That was my dream.
Wow.
And so all of our brothers, you know, that was kind of where we were. We were always in a basketball gym, not on a baseball field. And I was just fortunate enough to be blessed to throw a baseball hard and get recruited. And the rest is kind of history.
You should notify the Pistons.
I was going to say
at this point. Yeah,
yeah, that lefty jumper
season for you.
That lefty jumper from the corner.
Yes, sir. Hey, let me tell you, it's those
tempting.
Days are long gone.
Yeah.
I weigh a little bit too much these days, and I'd have to lose some weight and regain some athleticism. But it's fun, you know. I always think I can shoot. So if they need someone to just not play any defense and just shoot,
sit in the corner and fire it up.
Guys.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get back. It's going to be 4-on-5. You guys figure it out.
hey, trust me, Tarek. They're not playing D in the NBA anyway. Don't even worry about. Getting back.
Not a new scheme.
Now, I do gotta ask you. Now, the team now will come out with expectations. Next year will be the first time, probably since you've been here, that there's something expected out of this team. Now, do you guys feel that we're right on the cusp now and, you know, a couple of additions or whatever, and we can take that next step?
Oh, for sure. And with expectation, it's such a privilege as a player. You know, I don't take that lightly. You know, I think that, you know, when you have the fan base that's behind you and supports you and wants the best out of you, I think that's an honor. So I want those expectations to be as high as whoever wants to create them. You know, I want to win just as bad as anybody does. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's awesome to have the fan base. And, you know, whatever happens, you know, I always think, you know, passionate fans, you get booed because your team's sucking a little bit. I think that's that's good, right? Like, yep. It's like they want you to be better. Go be better. Work harder. Yeah. And I think, you know, they hold you accountable. So, I think it's a great thing to have those expectations. But, you know, it shouldn't change the work that you put in daily. You know, you continue to put in the same good, hard work and, you know, try to stack really good days and continue to develop and get better. And, you know, if everyone in our organization does that, you will be in a good spot.
I got to ask you the question. You know what I was going to ask before you get out of here? That long term, are you going to be here? You know, you got a couple years left, but everybody wants to know, are you going to be here long term? There's a winter going on, and there's a lot of money floating out there.
How long is it
lease? Yeah, I'll probably keep the business side of it private.
I understand that part.
But as far as, you know, it's not because I don't want to be here. You know, I like playing in Detroit. I love what we got going on. The fans have been great to me and my family, so it won't be because I don't like playing here. I will say that. You know, I really do enjoy playing here and going to the yard every single day.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you the scenario. If you wake up one morning, you look out your window, there's a Brinks truck out there. It's got keys in it. do you start it up? That's the question.
No, it'll be fired up and it'll be going to my house.
Hold it, it's running.
Well, Terrence, it's been a pleasure. I hope you have a great off-season. I hope you're in somewhere warm. It's kind of cold here today. I don't know if you're around this area or not.
I'm in Arizona, man. It's 70 degrees out.
You deserve warm weather for the next 4 months. Yes. We'll look forward to seeing you in spring training on the Tiger Van. Enjoy yourself. And just, again, congratulations on a great season, a great year. And we'll see you next year, Terry. Right.
Thank you, Terry.
Practice the jump shot.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. Terry Scoobo from the Detroit Tigers.